Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Now, today we're talking about an article called Suddenly Royal. So, imagine you're just a regular guy.
You are just a regular guy. Okay, I'm a regular guy.
Okay, you're not a regular guy, but imagine it.
Okay.
But then all of a sudden, somebody tells you, Mike?
Yes?
You are part of a royal family somewhere.
Really?
So what would you do? How would you react to that situation?
I'd start a war.
You'd start a war. Okay, you would invade another kingdom.
I'm a king. Let's attack another country, because that's what kings do. I watch a lot of Game of Thrones on TV.
I'm kind of glad you're not actually descended from royalty.
It's probably good.
It's probably better for all of us. But that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Is this a fairy tale? Because ordinary people suddenly becoming princes or kings, that only happens in fairy tales, doesn't it?
That only usually happens in fairy tales. We're going to find out. Is this a real story? Is it not? Stay tuned. We're going to find out as we go through our article, Suddenly Royal.
Reading.
Suddenly Royal. David Drew Howe works at a car repair shop in Maryland, U.S. He leads a quiet life with his wife Pam and daughter Grace. He seems to be a typical blue-collar man, with one exception. He's royalty. How is also the focus of TLC's show, Suddenly Royal. When Drew looked up his family history online, he made a startling discovery. He found that he is directly descended from the last royal family of England's Isle of Man. By law, this makes him the island's king. Drew decides to visit his kingdom, but planning for the trip gets off to a rough start. Drew has to take time off from work and spend his money just to visit. To make matters worse, a lot of people on the island don't want him to show up. The idea of a car repair shop manager from the U.S. becoming a king doesn't sit well with people in England. Now, Drew must prepare to be either warmly embraced or left out in the cold when he visits the Isle of Man.
All right, the article begins today by introducing David Drew Howe. David Drew Howe works at a car repair shop in Maryland, U.S., or United States. So he just has a regular job. He works at a car repair shop.
Okay.
That means people whose cars or trucks or not so much scooters. You don't see a lot of scooters in the United States.
Mostly cars and trucks.
Cars and trucks, if they stop working, if they break down, they bring it to a car repair shop because repair means to fix something that is broken and make it work properly again.
That's right. If you fix it, you repair it. And we can also use it as a noun, like in this sentence. So when the mechanic fixes your car, you could say he does a repair, or you have to pay for a repair for someone to fix your car. Okay, this is a pretty normal job. He's a mechanic in Maryland, which of course is one of the states of America near Washington, D.C., I think, kind of in that part of the world. So pretty normal, average guy. As it says, he leads a quiet life with his wife, Pam, and daughter, Grace. Notice she's not Queen Pam or Princess Grace. But he has a good name, actually, King David.
That's a good name. That's a royal name.
That's a good king name. Anyway, so he's a normal guy. He has a wife and a daughter. He seems to be a typical blue-collar man, with one exception. He's royalty. Wow. Their royalty is basically you're a king or a prince or a queen or something like that. But it says he seems to be, or it seems that is another way we can say, use this expression, basically saying if you don't know more, when you just look at something, this is what you would guess. This is what you would think. Maybe there is more truth there, more information to learn. But if something seems to be or seems that, it basically says, well, this is what it looks like. He's a normal, average guy. They say he's a blue-collar worker or a blue-collar man, meaning he probably has a job where he works with his hands, like a mechanic, fixing cars.
And if you're working in an office or you have some job where you sit at a desk all day, if you're like an accountant or a lawyer or something like that, we say white collar.
That's right.
White collar work. So
that's
there's
right.
white collar and blue collar.
We should explain what a collar is, I guess.
A collar is that part of your shirt.
Yeah.
Sometimes you put a tie there or sometimes you just, it's like a fancy work shirt.
Yeah, it's the neck part of your shirt. And as you know, people who go to offices might wear a white shirt with their suit, whereas someone who works with their hands in a garage, like a mechanic, might wear a blue shirt. So blue collar, work with your hands. White collar, sit at a desk.
We also saw the word exception there. Mm. How is the exception? Exception is something that goes against a rule.
Yes.
We say if something is the exception to the rule, it means the rule says A, but you are B.
Okay? That's right.
You are the opposite of that.
That's right. For example, you shouldn't drive through a red light. The exception is if you're the police or the fire department.
Or an ambulance.
Or an ambulance. Then you can drive through, but they're the exception. They don't have to follow the rule. It's a very small group.
And we already saw what royalty is. That just means you are the member of a royal family. You're a king, queen, a prince, a princess, and so on.
Queen of England, the King of Thailand, the Emperor of Japan, they are all royalty.
Now, how is also the focus of TLC's show, Suddenly Royal. Okay, so this is a show on TLC, Travel and Living Channel. When Drew looked up his family history online, he made a startling discovery. Yes, there are these websites out there where you can just basically type in your name and it will give you your family tree. It will say, this is your mother, this is your father, grandmother, grandfather, great-grandmother, great-grandfather, and so on.
Yeah.
To show you where you come from.
That's right. Most people, of course, know who their mother and father is. They don't need to look that up on the internet. But it might tell you that, you know, 100 years ago, you had a famous relative. Or maybe one of your family more than 100 years ago was royalty, was a king. So people do it just because it's interesting. It tells them about the story, the history of their families.
Now, this was a startling discovery for him. If something is startling, you do what Mike is doing right now. It means you're scared or perhaps a little surprised,
shocked.
Frightened, or shocked by something. Mostly shocked here, especially in this context. It was a startling discovery. Discovery is when you find out something new that you did not know before. Now, that can be information, or a discovery can be like a new place. You can discover a new piece of land that nobody has been to. People used to say that Christopher Columbus discovered America. Of course, there were already people there, so now we don't really say that. But that's
right.
An example. You discover a place where nobody has been before.
You find it for the first time.
Exactly.
There you go. All right. So he found that he is directly descended from the last royal family of England's Isle of Man. Okay, so there's the royalty. There's the royal kingly connection in his family tree. He's descended from, that means his parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, way back in his family line. They are descended, or they come from, who? The last royal family of England's Isle of Man. Now, England, of course, is an island, but there are several big islands around England, and one of them is called the Isle of Man. Now, hundreds of years ago, we're not talking 50 or even 100, maybe 400 or 500 years ago, Isle of Man wasn't part of England as we know the country today. It was its own little kingdom. And they had a king there. And I guess, you know, hundreds of years ago, the king had a bad piece of meat. He died. And they thought that there was no one to take over the crown of the Isle of Man. But it turns out David in Maryland, USA, is the guy. Isle, you'll notice there, Isle of Man, it's just a short form of the word island.
That's right. So sometimes instead of island, you'll just see the short form isle. A lot of the islands around England in that area, they're called the Isle of something.
Yeah, the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Wight.
The Isle of Wight. Isle of Arran.
That's basically all I know.
Sky.
The Isle of Sky. Oh, that's a good one, too. Now, by law, this makes him, David, the island's king.
He's a king.
So according to law, they, as you said, they probably thought, well, that was the end of the royal family.
Sure.
Or we don't know who came after him or where they are.
That's right.
But by law, this makes him the island's king. So according to their rules, He's the guy. He's the king. Drew decides to visit his kingdom, but planning for the trip gets off to a rough start. So he says, well, I'm the king.
Yeah.
I should go visit my kingdom.
Right.
The kingdom is the place that a king rules over.
That's
right. The
place
that he is in charge of. And the people there would be his royal subjects.
That's right. His land. It's his land. I am the king. This is my land. It is my kingdom.
He's like a president, but he doesn't have to do what anybody says.
Yeah.
It's not like people voted for him. He was just born. And when he gets old enough, and when his father says, I don't want to be king anymore, his son gets to be king.
There you go. Yeah. So, of course, England, the proper name for the country that many people call England, is actually the United Kingdom. And, of course, Queen Elizabeth in London is the ruler of that land or those lands. I guess if he shows up in London and says, hey, Queen Elizabeth, give me my Isle of Man back, she would kind of call the police.
No.
He wouldn't get it back. But still, it's nice for him to visit his kingdom. But as it sometimes happens, when you are planning your trip, you might get off or start with a rough start, okay? A rough start is when you have problems at the beginning of something. Maybe later on everything gets better, everything goes okay. But for example, if you leave your house to go to school and you forget your books and your keys and your umbrella and you have to go back and waste time right at the beginning of your day, you'd say, ah, I got off to a rough start. I wasted all this time. I was almost late for school. So what are the problems that he has at the beginning of his journey?
First of all, Drew has to take time off from work and spend his money just to visit. Remember, even though he's suddenly found out, hey, I'm a king. He doesn't mean he's suddenly rich or anything like that. He has to spend his own money and take time off work.
Yes.
Too. To make matters worse, a lot of people on the island don't want him to show up. They're all like, hey,
really?
We've got our king back. Come on back and we'll show you where your castle is and your throne. And here's your crown. They don't want him there. We start off with to make matters worse. That just means, well, we've described something bad that happened.
The rough
but
start.
Here's something that's even worse than that.
Wow.
On top of everything. So
okay.
To make matters worse, the people on the island don't want him to show up. If you show up somewhere, it means you appear. You go somewhere. You say, hey, here I am. I'm the king of the Isle of Man.
Mm-hmm.
And these people say, yeah, we know who you are, and we're not that excited about it.
Just go away.
Go back to Baltimore.
That's right.
Go back to Maryland, wherever you're from, and go fix some cars.
Maybe they don't want a king. Maybe they don't want an American king.
That could be.
That's possible. Anyways, that's not so good for future King David. Next it says, the idea of a car repair shop manager, his job, from the U.S., his country, becoming a king doesn't sit well with people in England. Okay, so it's basically because he's not sort of a kingly kind of person. He fixes cars, and he's from America. Remember, I mean, hundreds of years ago, America fought against England to have no kings, and suddenly our king is from America? That seems strange. It doesn't sit well with people. If something doesn't sit well with you or with others, it means they don't feel comfortable with it. They're not really happy about it. They don't really like what's going on.
Now, Drew must prepare to be either warmly embraced.
Welcome, King David!
Or left out in the cold.
Go away, King David!
Exactly. When he visits the Isle of Man, if you are embraced, as you said, it means you are welcomed.
Yeah.
People are happy to see you. Embrace can literally mean to hug somebody.
Yeah, maybe give him a kiss on the cheek.
But it can be figurative
to welcome.
As well. To welcome somebody.
Warmly welcome.
If you're left out in the cold, it means people don't want you there. They actually kick you out of a place and say, get out of here. We don't want anything to do with you. And to be left out in the cold or leave somebody out in the cold is our shortcut for you for today. So let's take a closer look at that phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you eating lunch with other foreign editor?
They've left me out in the cold.
It's colder outside than it is in here.
If you leave someone out in the cold, you don't let them join a group or take part in an activity.
I get it. leave somebody out in the cold means 冷落某人或是把某人排斥在外。
That is the sad truth.
But why are they leaving you out in the cold?
Well, I may have told them that because I'm British, that means my English is the best.
Huh? No wonder they gave you the cold shoulder.
You too, Vina. Then fall, Pat.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about leaving somebody out in the cold.
Yeah.
That's what Drew is in danger of happening to him. He might be left out in the cold because they're not that excited to see him on the Isle of Man. So what's going to happen next? We'll have to wait until our next program to find out. But before we go, I should say, let's have our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
For our chat question today, let's continue talking about what we talked about at the beginning of
Maryland?
The show. Not Maryland, but...
Fixing cars.
Yes, fixing cars. That would be a very short conversation because I know nothing about fixing cars. I would like to have a king that could fix cars.
That would be handy.
You could take your broken old car to the king to get it fixed.
True.
But that's the question today. What would you do if you found out your royalty? Now, would you say, like, yeah, I'm going to quit my job. I'm just going to go try and be a full-time king.
No.
No?
I don't think so. Because really what kings and queens do is they open a lot of hospitals.
They cut ribbons.
They cut ribbons.
Shake hands.
They shake hands. They meet VIPs. They probably have
long... They wave long, like this.
That's right. They have long, boring dinners with people they don't know. So I don't know if it would be my most favorite job. I guess the first thing I would say is, what?
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'd say. Your royalty, what?
I would think it was a joke.
And then I would say, really? And then I'd say... Why? I mean, I'd be surprised.
You'd have a lot of questions.
I wouldn't believe it at first, but I guess I'd be happy.
I would think somebody was playing a joke on
that
me.
That could be it, too.
Like if somebody calls you and say, you won the lottery, you say, yeah, right, bye-bye. You don't believe them. I'm surprised. I wonder how long it took for Drew to believe that this was actually real.
True. Often when you see things on the internet, you shouldn't believe them right away. I guess he must have called someone and asked many of the same questions we are asking. But that's a really good question. Not something that happens in real life very often, mostly in the movies. But what about you guys? What would you do if you found out you were royalty? Would you be happy? Would you be nervous? Would you want to move into a castle? Or would you like to stay home and just keep your, you know, quiet little life, but wear a crown?
I would wear a crown.
Wear a crown
everywhere I go.
In the shower.
Introduce myself as... Yeah. King Joe.
That's right.
Everywhere.
I'd wear a crown when I eat my dinner, but then put it on the side of the bed when I sleep.
All right, we're going to find out what happens to Drew and his family on our next program. Until then, for English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Suddenly Royal. David Drew Howe works at a car repair shop in Maryland, U.S. He leads a quiet life with his wife, Pam, and daughter, Grace.He seems to be a typical blue-collar man, with one exception. He's royalty. How is also the focus of TLC's show, Suddenly Royal. When Drew looked up his family history online, he made a startling discovery. He found that he is directly descended from the last royal family of England's Isle of Man. By law, this makes him the island's king.Drew decides to visit his kingdom, but planning for the trip gets off to a rough start. Drew has to take time off from work and spend his money just to visit. To make matters worse, a lot of people on the island don't want him to show up. The idea of a car repair shop manager from the U.S. becoming a king doesn't sit well with people in England. Now,Drew must prepare to be either warmly embraced or left out in the cold when he visits the Isle of Man.
Vocabulary Review.
Repair. The ship needs some repairs before it can return to sea. Discovery. Scientists have made a big discovery about the possibility of water on Mars. Kingdom. The kingdom is ruled by a king and queen, who live in a large castle. Rough. Business was rough at first for the new company, but now it's doing well.